Hello and welcome back to Scarlett Jo's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pets. I wanted to talk with you today about general veterinary practice. So this is kind of for those pet owners that bought a dog during the pandemic, adopted a dog during the pandemic, got a puppy, all those fun things, and really speaking to how it all works and expectations and how you can make your experience a good one the next time you go. So starting with your receptionists, you know, they're answering the phones, they're getting prescriptions filled, you know, each practice does things a little bit differently. But generally, you know, they're your middleman. They're there to help you. They're there to help guide you. Utilize them to the best of your ability, but also know they do have a lot going on in the practice. So scheduling appointments, of course, if you have a sick patient, sick dog, sick pet, they're going to try and get you in as soon as possible. But with the influx of people purchasing and adopting dogs and puppies, it's pretty hectic and pretty busy. So not everybody's going to be able to get you in when you think you should get in. On that note, you know, if you see a problem starting to arise, call your veterinarian as soon as possible. Don't wait several days, and then the veterinarian can't get you in for several days anyway. So you're kind of piling on your situation. So to be proactive, you see something going on, you see your dog flapping its head or scratching its ears or limping, just get in. Just get into the practice as soon as you can, and your dog will thank you for it. So you also have your vet techs, and they are drawing blood, they're getting appointments, they're doing x-rays, they're doing prescription refills, they're helping in an exam room. They wear many hats in the practice, so they have a lot going on as well. And then it comes to your veterinarians. You know, your veterinarians are juggling a lot of patients, typically are seeing patients every 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes every half hour, depending on how that doctor works and runs. So when you do go into the animal practice, we loved it when people would come in with lists. You know, some people will roll their eyes, but at least you're getting all of your problems and your questions answered. And you don't go home and you're like, oh man, I really wish I would have asked the doctor this. So you call the receptionist has to leave a note, and you may or may not hear from the doctor that day. They're busy. They have a lot going on. They have charts to write. They have charts to type up. I'm bringing this message to you to help you understand that there is a lot going on in the practice these days. A lot of the veterinarians, the receptionists, the technicians, they hold a lot of weight on themselves trying to help everybody. They don't want to turn you away. They want to help you as much as possible. But if you wait several days after you start to smell or see an ear infection brewing, they can't help you. You know, if you wait several days, if you start to see it happening, you know, it's better to be, again, proactive. Be proactive with your pet's health. You know, with this pandemic, a lot of suicides have happened within the veterinary fields. It's a very real thing. Some people take the veterinarians and the staff for granted for what they do. You know, when you go into your doctor's office, you're seeing a doctor, your nurse, the receptionist, and they're doing one job, essentially. Your nurse in your general practice office typically isn't drawing your blood, typically isn't going to bring you back and do x-rays on you, draw blood on you. I might have said that already, but just to kind of give it a perspective that these people are doing a lot in these animal hospitals. And then even if you're going to an emergency animal hospital, you need to understand that they also have a lot going on. Rewinding a little bit, even your general practice will take in emergencies. So if you notice an emergency is coming in and you had an appointment and they take that emergency, you would want them to do that for you. Some people totally understand this. Some people don't. So if you're having a busy day, an emergency runs in, go up to the receptionist, say, "Hey, I see what's going on. Is the doctor still running on schedule?" Because there are several doctors on staff. So, you know, it might not affect you, but be proactive. Talk to the staff, say, "Hey, what's going on? I have my own appointments I need to get to. Should I just reschedule?" Instead of sitting there and getting frustrated and annoyed that they took someone over you, that's not fair. You know, the staff most likely will let you know, "Hey, we're running behind X, Y, and Z." Or if you start to notice that they're running behind, get up from the waiting room and go ask them. Or even if you're in an exam room already, you know, pop your head out. "Hey, you know, I just want to know where everybody's at, what's going on." There's nothing wrong with that. I know how it's easier to kind of sit in there and fester and get upset because, you know, you're sitting there and you got things to do and places to be. They're doing their best. You need to understand that they are doing their best and they're trying to help as many patients as possible. And they're being pulled in many directions. And I'm no longer in the field anymore, but I hear and see how it's wearing on them. And, you know, some hospitals and practices are thriving and they're doing really well and they're managing this pandemic really well. But some aren't. So just be kind. Really, that's what it kind of comes down to, is be kind. Communicate and be helpful. You know, I remember, you know, the very grateful people would bring us snacks. You know, we'd get donuts, we'd get edible arrangements. And I'm not saying you have to do that for your veterinarian, but it's nice to have a little gratitude and thankfulness for these people that are running their tushes off for you and your dog, and providing the best care that they possibly can. On that note, I could rant a little more about this topic because I am passionate about the teams out there and the hospitals that are doing the best that they can to help you. So pretty much to remember, be proactive with your dog's health. If you notice something that is going on, call your vet early. Say, "Hey, I see this going on. Do you think it's a concern? Should I just schedule an appointment now?" They'll say, "Nope, that doesn't sound too bad. Our schedule's not too busy. If it gets worse, we'll get you in." You know, but if they're like, "Ah, we're looking pretty tight, let's just get you on the schedule." That way you're not frustrated, you know, and then they don't have a frustrating day because they can't get you in. You know, I remember answering a couple of phone calls and not being able to get people in. It hurts. It hurts because, you know, we want to help you. Sometimes you just need to go to another hospital and get the help that you can for your pet. But I wanted to let you guys know. So if you consistently listen to my podcast, you know that I've been kind of building on my business. So I now have an online course for new pet owners for shelter pets. So this is really to help you be a proactive pet parent. So for those proactive pet parents already, I do have a community now. I have a membership, 7 days for free, and then it's $12.99 a month. And this is information that is going to help you be a proactive pet parent, keep you out of the animal hospital because you know the signs and you know what you can do to keep a healthy and happy pet. There will be also like monthly uploads on how-tos and how to, you know, take better care of your pet. The other product I have is I am a headhunter for puppies and dogs. So if you know someone or yourself, you are looking to get a dog, but you don't know where to start, you don't know what you want, you just know you want a companion. I'm here, it's a $60 fee, $59.99 to get 30 days of my undivided attention, helping you find the best dog for you, you know, fur, hair, short hair, long hair, you know, your activity level, your lifestyle. There is so much that comes into play when you're trying to find a companion. And unfortunately, some of these dogs get surrendered to shelters because they no longer have time for them. Or, you know, they went over the weight limit for the apartment. You know, I feel like this is another way to be proactive, is knowing what's best for you and your future and where you see it going. You know, just right now you might want a puppy, but is that puppy going to grow to 120 pounds? Is that puppy going to be 5 pounds? You know, I'm here to help you get and make the best decision for you and your family. So thank you. Where you can find that information is scarletjoesredemption.com. I also have on there my Bonfire clothing line that has the Scarlet Joe logo on there. I would greatly appreciate your support. And thank you for coming and listening to me today. Have a good one.